as we are talking to West Point's Community Theater and their fall comedy, Drinking Habits. And joining me in studio this morning is Donna Davis, along with Randy Davis, Jerry Hugo, Wendy Bunn, and also Robin Schroeder. And first of all, thanks again for stopping in this morning to talk about the fall comedy.
Thanks for having us.
And Donna, first let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about Drinking Habits. Tell us a little bit about how you decided on this comedy, and tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I looked through books and online and different sources, and I found this, and I thought this would be really fun to do, and it's a fun comedy, and it's got some little hidden things in it, so that's how I picked it up. I think everybody's going to enjoy it because the ending is so different. You're never going to believe how the ending is, and we've got a great cast, great crew, and it's going really, really good.
Now, can you tell us just a little bit about the production?
Well, it's about the Sisters of Perpetual Sewing Convent, and they're making wine to keep the doors open, to help keep the doors open. And a couple of reporters come undercover, and they dress as nuns, priests, you name it, and to try to find out who wins this money for the wine contest. That's about all I'm going to give you right now.
All right, sounds good. And you're going to have a chance to see this comedy coming up on Friday, November 4th, and then also Saturday, November 5th, and then Sunday, November 6th in the afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then also the following weekend, Friday, November 11th, and Saturday, November 12th at 7:30. So it's going to be lots of fun. Now, Wendy, tell us a little bit about your role in the production this year.
I will be playing a sister, Sister Mary Catherine, and I am new to the convent.
And also, Robin, can you tell us a little bit about your role in the production of the fall comedy Drinking Habits as well?
Yes, I play Sally Andrews, and I'm a reporter that's going undercover on the scene to discover which, if this convent is indeed making this secret wine that's been going around the community. So it's kind of fun just getting to play that part and to see. I'm a very career-hungry individual, and so it's just fun to get to play that.
It sounds like it's going to be a great comedy. Again, it's going to be titled Drinking Habits. And again, it's going to be at the West Point Community Theater. And a guy that's been doing productions for quite a while still, Jerry Hugo, you're back for another one. Tell us a little bit about your role.
Well, I'm by trade, I'm a groundskeeper in the play. My name is G.D., or George Donnelly. And this part fits me here because it reminds me of the days of high school when I used to help nuns, you know, go over the convent and do chores for them. So it kind of fits me here to be in this play again. And it takes place in the convent, as we say, and by no means are we degrading the nuns of perpetual sewing or any nuns or priests or anything. It's just a comedy based on the life of the religious.
And Randy, you also have a role in this year's comedy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'll be Father Chenille. I'm the priest of the parish. And I become a little paranoid because our parish isn't bringing in a lot of money. And I'm kind of thinking that Rome's going to send somebody to take my parish from me. And it really starts building.
Now, if people want to get tickets to the show, how can they do that?
Get them at any of the banks. And also at Davis Family Auto, we're selling them also. And then, of course, online for the westpointcommunitytheater.com. Or when they come to the door, hopefully, if there's any tickets left, we have a full house, hopefully, each time.
Show times for the performances include Friday, November 4th. That is going to be at 7:30. And then Saturday, November 5th, also going to be at 7:30. And then also on November 6th, you're going to have the matinee at 2 o'clock. And then that following weekend again, November 11th, Friday night at 7:30, and then Saturday night, the 12th at 7:30 as well. Looks like a social hour prior to each performance as well. And you guys got to be pretty excited working on a brand new stage pretty much.
Right. That's, to me, is very exciting. We've been building sets on our crooked stage for so long, and it just makes extra work. It was just so much fun to put the flats up, put them together, and they fit right in place. So that would be another reason to come to our theater, along with a great play, is to look at the new stage and renovations that's continuing there.
And it sounds like you guys are going to also be taking this play on the road eventually as well.
Yes, we are. This is exciting.
This has always been a dream of mine and others on the theater also is to travel with this here. And we've been asked, called from people at Clarkson through the years and other communities if we'd be interested in doing this. And so the most important part of this aspect is the actors have to do it. The, you know, we have 8 actors in here and some stage crew. Will it work on this particular date? And they all said yes, but I feel sorry for Wendy. She was not there. She had other more important things going on in
I'm
life.
In.
And then last night she's, oh, we're doing this? And
so
anyway, this is going to be new, and I hope the area, the people out there, Clarkson Way, are going to enjoy it. And I know they will as much as they'll enjoy it here.
And when are you guys going to do that performance in Clarkson?
That will be November 19th, 1 week after our performance in West Point. Be able to remember their lines in 1 week.
Yeah. Yes.
You would hope so. Yeah. But we'll wait and see. Anything else you guys would like to add about your production? I know you guys have put in a lot of hard work. I know you guys have a lot of help backstage putting in the props and stuff like that. Anything else you guys would like to add to this morning?
There is a lot of hard work and detail that goes into these things, and we do it for the community and the support of the community theater. And we're asking you guys to come out and support us.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. And just come out for the evening or the afternoon, enjoy, have a few cocktails, and enjoy it because it is funny and these guys have been working so hard.
All right, again, the West Point Community Theater, get ready for their fall comedy titled, again, Drinking Habits. It'll be Friday, November 4th and Saturday, November 5th, and then Sunday, November 6th at 2 o'clock, and then the following weekend on Friday, November 11th and Saturday, November 12th at 7:30, West Point Community Theater. Get your tickets online, West Point Community Theater, and then also available at the banks, like you said, and also available at Davis Family Auto. We'd like to thank you guys again for taking the time to join us this morning, and thanks again for all your guys' hard work with this production, and have a great time, and looking forward to seeing you on stage.
Thanks so much.